Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition, a Saturday night edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a great show. We'll have Dinah Shore, Bob Crosby, the Mills Brothers, Tony Bennett, and many more, so stick around. Now, in the next 10 minutes, we'll be hearing from Glenn Miller and the gang. We'll have Anita O'Day. And right now, to get us started, here's Bob Manning, who sings These Foolish Things.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant, a fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of.
Take a chance when romance passes by. Why shouldn't I know of love? Why wait around when each age has a say to its fall? Not of all this earth, love is all that is really worth thinking of. It must be fun, lots of fun, to be sure when day is done, that the hour is coming when you'll be kissed and then kissed again. Hold every time, say it's good, and every star out in far Hollywood seems to give it a try. So though why shouldn't I? shouldn't I take a chance when romance passes by? Why shouldn't I now go out of love? Why wait around when the age of the sage I have found that upon this earth love is all that is really worth thinking of? It must be fun, lots of fun, to be sure when day is done, that the hour is coming when you'll be kissed and then kissed again. Old every dance say it's good, and every star out in far Hollywood gives it a try. So why shouldn't I?
It's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga Juju?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga Choo Choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shamalala calling, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Double all the coal in, gotta keep it going. You know, when you hear those words, it was the Chattanooga Choo Choo. That was Glenn Miller, Tex Beneke, the Modernaires, and Paula Kelly on a song recorded back in 1941 and was on the hit parade that year, got up to number one. And it was on this day in 1941 that singer Paula Kelly joined Glenn Miller's band, Her husband, also part of the Miller organization, was one of the four singing modern airs. We also heard from Anita O'Day. I almost forgot. Anita O'Day with Billy May's Orchestra and a Cole Porter tune from 1935, one recorded in April of 1959 called Why Shouldn't I? And we started with Bob Manning. My goodness, is he smooth. And a song called These Foolish Things. Well, it was on this week back in 1902 that Enrico Caruso recorded 10 arias for the Gramophone Company. The recording session took place in Milan, Italy, and Caruso walked away with $500 for his efforts. Pretty cheap. And on this day in 1953, Major League Baseball announced the first team relocation since 1903. The Boston Braves told of their plans to move to Milwaukee. The Red Sox stayed in Beantown, and after almost two more decades, the Braves moved again. This time they went south to Atlanta, and the Brewers then took over Milwaukee County Stadium. And on this week in 1931, Schick, the razor company, displayed the first electric shaver in Stamford, Connecticut. Now back to more music on swing. Coming up, we have Tony Bennett. We'll have the Spitfire Band. And here's Helen Merrill and Dearly Beloved.
For me, angel, I knew you. Angel voices led me to you. Nothing can change us. Fate gave me a sign. I know that I'll be yours, come shower or shine. So I say, thank you.
it's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story that you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine. Drop another nickel in the machine. Nickel, oh gosh. I'm feeling so bad. I wish you'd make the music dreamy and sad. I could tell you a lot, but you've gotta be true to your code. So make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You'd never know it, buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I've got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, you simply gotta listen to me until they're all talked away. That's how it goes. Joe, I know you're getting anxious and close. So thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch that I found must be drowned or it soon might explode. One for my baby and one more for the road. That long, long, long. That long, long, long road. Ba 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 da 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 da. Just like Count Basie, let's do it one more time. That's how it goes. Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. That's how it goes. Take it, Ralph. Right on. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. That long, that long, long road.
Well, a great songwriting team of Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen wrote this song, a famous one, back in 1943. Done so well here by Tony Bennett, backed up by the Ralph Sharon Trio. It was One for My Baby. It was in a film called The Sky's the Limit with Fred Astaire. And he made mention to Count Basie in there saying one more time. We're going to have Count Basie on saying exactly that in about another 15 minutes, roughly. Before, we heard the Spitfire Band from their CD called Big Time and a Julie Stein tune called Just in Time from the musical Bells Are Ringin'. We started with Helen Merrill with another Johnny Mercer tune. He wrote this with Jerome Kern in 1942 called Dearly Beloved. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1954, actually on this very day, that RKO Pictures was sold to become the first motion picture studio to be owned by an individual. The individual was none other than Howard Hughes, the selling price a mere $24 million. And on this week back in 1977, I remember this well, the staff of WJM-TV had a going-away party as the last episode of The Mary Tyler Moore Show was broadcast. Everybody was fired except for the inept Ted Baxter. The show had been a popular hit for 7 years, and syndication continues to keep Mary Lou, Murray, Ted, and Rhonda in business as we can watch it on local television here almost every night. Back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Dinah Shore. We'll have Bob Crosby. And right now, it's the Mills Brothers and their recording, famous recording of Paper Doll.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl. I guess I had a million dolls or more. I guess I've played the dog game for and all. I just quarreled with Sue. That's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone. And it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them. I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl. Thank you.
was a good man. That is, you see, what I mean is I thought he was a good man. I had a friend. She was a good friend. I told my friend about my man, 'cause I thought she was a good friend. Life was sweet. Ain't got no man, ain't got no friend. I bet you can guess just exactly what happened. That was the end of my friend, the end of my man, and darn near the end of me.
Sad, sad story from Dinah Shore. Ted Kohler and Harold Arlen combined to write this great song called Tess's Torch Song. This was from a movie with Dinah Shore called Up in Arms. Before that, it was one of the Crosby Boys. It was Bob Crosby and his orchestra with a song called The Sugarfoot Stomp, and also known as the Dipper Mouth Blues. And we started with the Mills Brothers, a number one tune from 1943. Johnny Black wrote it. It was Paper Doll. By the way, it's 31 minutes past the hour. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back after the break with Linda Ronstadt. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. We have lots more great stuff coming up. For instance, in the next 10 minutes, stand by for Frank Sinatra, for Count Basie. And here is one of the songs I like best from Linda Ronstadt with Nelson Riddle. It's Can't We Be Friends?
Going to turn me down and say, can we be friends? I thought for once it couldn't go wrong, not for long. I can't see the way this ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can we be friends? Never again throw with love through with men. They play their game without shame, and who's to blame? I thought I found a man I could trust. What a bust, this is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? It couldn't go wrong, not for long. I can see the way this ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be, 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 can't we be friends?
One more time. One more once.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Oh, folks, it doesn't get much better than that. That was Frank Sinatra, Nelson Riddle's orchestra, a Sammy Kahn, Jimmy Van Heusen tune, a famous one called Come Fly With Me. We heard from Count Basie and his famous April in Paris. This was recorded so many times. I think the last recording of this was about 1958, although it was written way back in 1930 by E.Y. Harburg and Vernon Duke. And we heard a great rendition of Can't We Be Friends by Linda Ronstadt with Nelson Riddle. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1985 that IBM announced it was planning to stop making the PC Junior consumer-oriented computer. The machine had been expected to dominate the home computer market, but didn't quite live up to those expectations. In the 16 months that the PC Junior was on the market, only 240,000 units were sold. Still not bad. On this week in 1928, two gentlemen by the name of Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell, you may remember them, they left WGN Radio in Chicago to head across town to WMAQ Radio. They weren't able to take their previously popular radio show names with them due to contract limitations, so Sam and Henry were no more. However, Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell came up with a new name for the show that became even more popular than the first. A year later, it was a national hit. It was Amos and Andy. Back to more music on Swing. It'll be Diana Krall. We'll have Duke Ellington. And here's Carmen McRae. And Nice Work If You Can Get It.
Holding hands at midnight, 'neath the starry skies. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with that one boy, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? At midnight, 'neath the starry skies. It's so nice if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with that one boy, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Tell me who could ask for more. Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Thank you. can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the one thing I've got plenty of, baby. Dreaming a while, scheming a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you always pine for. Gee, it's nice to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell, baby. Until that lucky day, you know darn well, well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. To see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell, baby. Did lucky day, you know darn well, well, baby. I can't give you anything, I can't give you anything, I can't give you anything but love.
When Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh wrote this song back in 1928, they didn't realize how popular it was going to become. The song, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, sung here by Diana Krall, and this was on the hit parade by various people 8 times between 1928 and 1948. Speaking of popular songs, we heard from Duke Ellington was our middle song with his famous Take the A Train. And it was Carmen McRae who got us started with a George and Ira Gershwin tune called Nice Work If You Can Get It. Well, it was on this week back in 1981 that RCA put its Selectravision laser disc players on the market. Soon, however, the product was called the Edsel of the entertainment field. The units cost $500, video disc about $15 each, and needless to say, the combination failed to catch the consumer's fancy. On this day in 1925, the voice of Lowell Thomas was first heard on radio. He was heard talking about man's first flight around the world. This is in 1925 on KDKA Radio in Pittsburgh. And Clara Peller, the lady who first said, "Where's the beef?" in those great Wendy's hamburger ads, said, "Where's my final paycheck?" She entered a relationship with Dave Thomas and the company when she started recording ads for a spaghetti sauce company. Oh. Back to more music. We have time for a few more. Here's a great one. We have Hoagy Carmichael and Rockin' Chair.
Old rocking chairs got me. Cane by my side. Fetch me that ginseng, for I tan your hide. I can't get from this cabin I ain't going nowhere, ain't going nowhere. just set me here grabbing, grabbing at the flies round this rocking chair. My dear old Ed, how long in heaven she be? Send me sweet chariot for the end of the troubles I see. Oh, rocking chair, he gets it, he gets it. Judgment day is here. Chained to my old rocking chair.
It's June Christie and something called Just a Sittin' and a Rockin', and we heard Rockin' Chair from Hoagy Carmichael. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so much for being with us tonight. I hope you'll come back next Saturday night between 10 and 11 for lots more great music. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.